Promotional consideration for Growing Greater Philadelphia provided by Citizens Bank, Independence Blue Cross, and the General Building Contractors Association.
This is the Growing Greater Philadelphia podcast, bringing you more of the interviews and stories from the Growing Greater Philadelphia radio program. Now, here is Matt Cabry.
Joining us, Deborah Diamond, President and CEO of Campus Philly. Deborah, welcome.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Campus Philly, how it started, and what your vision and focus is.
Yeah, Campus Philly is a regional nonprofit organization that works to engage college students who are going to school throughout Greater Philadelphia. And our vision is that they fall in love with Philadelphia, find an opportunity here after they graduate, and become the next generation of Philadelphians. We were founded in 2004 when the city, some higher ed leaders, some business leaders recognized that 21st century jobs were going to require college-educated workers. And Philadelphia had so many colleges and universities in and around the city, but at the same time, the population in Philadelphia wasn't highly educated. We didn't have high college attainment, a lot of people with college degrees. So Campus Philly was created as the solution to that challenge. How do you make your city younger and better educated? And we really had a secret weapon in all of that because we have so many higher eds around here.
And in that same spirit, talk with us a little bit about the connectedness that Campus Philly provides for students who may have grown up in Greater Philadelphia, but may have chosen to come here from somewhere else in the world or somewhere else in the country.
Yeah, it's a remarkable fact that when you arrive on campus at 18, whether you arrive at one of our schools from around the corner or around the world, you're on your own for the first time. You're part of Philadelphia and the Greater Philadelphia community for the first time as an adult, really, as a young adult. And so no matter whether students are from here or have come here to go to school, we really treat them as new Philadelphians. And they all need a kind of orientation to Philadelphia just for students, because there are a lot of things that they can enjoy for free without being 21 plus that really expose them to the city that we know and love. And that's what we do. We curate the city for them with their budget, their interests, and their time of life in mind.
And then beyond that, you know, once they get integrated into their university experience and, to your point, start to get exposed to some of the opportunities in the city and the surrounding community, our 11-county neighborhood, the connectedness goes beyond that arts and culture or that historical component. It really gets into career growth and helping young people feel that connection that will ultimately and potentially lead to a career that's established here as opposed to somewhere else.
Yeah, we've realized that students, when they're making decisions by the time they're finishing school, really need kind of two things in order to stay in Philadelphia. They need to love it here. You know, you need to like where you live. And if they don't like it here, we're not going to be part of their consideration set for a job. But they also need, even if they love it here, they need to see where the job opportunity is coming from. So Campus Philly has focused on those two sides of the coin, helping students fall in love with Philadelphia. And then the other side of the coin is finding an opportunity, a job to launch. And, you know, the life cycle of a student is kind of like 20 years, you know, compressed into four, because when they arrive on campus at 18, they're not necessarily thinking about their job. They're not necessarily thinking about their career path. And a lot of them don't even know really what people do. I mean, they know there are doctors and lawyers, but there's so many different industries in Philadelphia. There's so many different kinds of jobs, so many different ways for people to launch that we find that a lot of college students aren't even aware of them. So we build a relationship with them from the time they're 18. We work in partnership with 35 colleges and universities, and they invite us on campus. They invite us to do orientations for their students to Philadelphia. We do a great College Fest event each year to welcome them, roll out the red carpet in September to welcome them to school or back to school. And that's the beginning of our relationship with them. And then as they go through school, we have the opportunity to offer them more information, education, and then concrete internships and jobs, which we can, you know, go into detail,
because
that's a big part of what we do.
And your impact has really been significant. I mean, over the past 10 years, the retention rate, the stemming of the brain drain, if you will, that we often have heard about in the past has really been enhanced. And a lot of the credit goes to the work that you and the leadership team at Campus Philly, both volunteers and staff, have been able to deliver. If you can talk a little bit about that.
Campus Philly is really a solution to a problem that Philadelphia noticed in the early 2000s. And while I wouldn't say problem solved, we've certainly made a huge impact. We've seen that college retention in Philadelphia is at 64%, and the national average is 42%. We've seen those with college degrees between 25 and 34 go up 50% between 2000 and 2015. And for students who come from outside the region and go to school here, it used to be in 2004 that 29% of them stayed after they graduated. And in 2014, 51% stayed after they graduated. So, you know, we've really seen a big difference. And people who are in and around Philadelphia see that it's a younger city. We're the city with the fastest growing millennial population of any large city in the country. And, you know, a big part of that are our college students realizing it's a great place to be after they graduate.
So let's dive in a little bit more to some of the numbers you referenced briefly. Mm-hmm. If I heard you correctly, 64% college graduates in the Greater Philadelphia community stay in Greater Philadelphia to establish their career, grow their career. They see opportunity here, compared with about 42% of the average across other cities in the U.S. That's pretty remarkable. Why do you think that is?
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to think that Campus Philly was the story, but there's so many different parts of the story. It's unusual for a city to create a vehicle like Campus Philly for students to meet opportunity, meet business, the business community, meet employers. So we're an unusual organization, and a lot of cities are now coming to talk to us about what we're doing here and see how they can replicate it. In terms of students staying and what's attracting them in such numbers, you know, cities have become more popular with this generation, the millennials and also Generation Z. They like the density, the vibrancy, the diversity of cities. They like being able to get around on public transportation and walking in a bike and not having to own a car. So the lifestyle amenities of a city are particularly attractive to them, and Philadelphia has that in spades. I'd have to say that, you know, our job growth, while it wasn't that strong a decade ago, now job growth in Philadelphia exceeds that of New York. So they're beginning to sense that job opportunity exists for them here. And that's a combination of some large signature employers, from a Comcast to a Vanguard to Urban Outfitters to a really great startup community and smaller companies as well. So I think it's that mixture of lifestyle and job opportunity that Philadelphia has kind of an unusual combination. You know, you have probably a lot of job opportunity in other cities where lifestyle's tough because they're expensive, you know, cities that are overcrowded, frankly. And then, you know, you have cities that might be easier to navigate, but they don't have the economic vibrancy and energy that Philadelphia has. And we really have both right now, which is amazing.
You know, at Select Greater Philadelphia, our focus is on business attraction and telling the story about all of our assets that we have in the 11-county neighborhood of Greater Philadelphia. And we do that with an audience of folks at the national level, at the international level. And frankly, one of the key things we lead with is our story of talent and the talent that we have here coming out of our 102, 103 plus or minus colleges and universities across the 11-county community is really significant. And the team at Campus Philly is doing a great job in helping those folks establish roots and staying here to grow their career and their life. Talk with us a little bit about the talent that we are seeing coming out of our colleges and universities. Some of these are really growing certain degree areas, and some are dipping a little bit.
Yeah, our annual report for 2017 just came out. It's on campusphilly.org. And one thing that we always do in our annual report, and actually we share a lot of data with Select and with the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Philadelphia. So we see what degrees are being granted, and overall 92,000 degrees are granted by Philadelphia institutions each year. So that's 92,000 people graduating each year with bachelor's degrees or advanced degrees in our region. So an incredible talent force. And we know which majors are, you know, ebbing and flowing over time. And we've seen increases, a 14% increase in technology and engineering degrees over the last 3 years, 32% increase in business degrees over the last 3 years. And then we've seen some traditional degrees in the liberal arts decline. At the same time, you know, we hear companies who are very eager for those liberal arts kind of skills, writing, general communication skills, problem solving. So we know we have a great mix here, but we also see a student body that's sensitive to market forces, and they're getting the degrees that are in demand.
And in that spirit of the liberal arts, you know, one of the things that I think is underappreciated and undervalued at times is the number of stellar universities in this region that are just, generally speaking, below the radar screen, unless you're in that education space. And I'm thinking of schools like Bryn Mawr and Swarthmore, Rowan University and Rutgers, you know, that complement the success that we see at, you know, the larger level, if you will, of you know, the Penns and the Drexels and the Temples and the Villanovas. And that blend of diverse offerings is really significant. And I know that you had referenced 35 colleges and universities are directly engaged with your work out of the 100 plus or minus that we have in the region. What I love about this community is we cover such a large area of 11 counties in southeastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey and northern Delaware. Do you see that spread with some of the students who are engaged in Campus Philly as well?
Yeah, I mean, we see a great representation of students from all 35 schools and frankly, even schools that aren't Campus Philly partners. You know, we're getting calls now from schools in New York and schools in Pittsburgh, other parts of the state, where students are from their career service offices, and they say, you know, we have students at our school and they're interested in coming back to Philly. Can you help them? And so one thing we function as is a front door to all those diverse schools for the employer community, for the business community. So a business might have a relationship with one or two schools for recruiting college students. Maybe they're an alum of that school or they have a good relationship with that career service office. And those things are great pipelines. But we can give employers access to the student body at all these 35 schools. So you might not be able to go out to Rowan, as you said, or Sinus College and Collegeville and recruit from there. But through Campus Philly, that all becomes possible. We have an internship platform that's free for any employer in the region to use at campusphilly.org/launch. And employers create a free profile. They post their internships or jobs. And if they're on a professional track, that's what we look for those internships and jobs to be, then we make them available to students at all 35 of our schools. And for employers who are interested in a more devoted service for developing their talent pipeline, we have a corporate membership program, and they become participants in our in-person events. They can search the database of students. And so we have a way of engaging employers really no matter what their talent needs are and what they want access to. And it's true that the diversity of the schools that we have provides a wide variety of diversity in workforce, too. So you have students who are at major research universities, and you have students who are at small liberal arts colleges. We have about 33% of the students who participate in Campus Philly programs are first-generation college students. And so every kind of diversity you can imagine is in our region, and that's what we want to give employers access to.
And I want to talk a little bit more about the engagement from the business and civic community as well. So, you know, one of the things I really admire about Greater Philadelphia is we're a community of people who take action. They see an issue, and they actually come together to deliver change. And we saw this with the creation of Campus Philly, mm-hmm. as you were referencing back in the early 2000s. If you could talk with us a little bit about the active engagement that we see, not only 15 years or so ago, but even today, and how that active engagement of business leaders who want to see our talent pool continue to thrive and grow and stay here, how they're working with you in a real hands-on way to allow you to deliver on your mission.
There are really three legs of the stool that, you know, that make Campus Philly work. First, it's the college partnerships. The city of Philadelphia is also at the table and involved. And then it's the corporate community. And when it comes to supporting Campus Philly, and as you said, you know, being at the table to help us grow the programs, define the programs, understand what the employers need out of this generation of students to grow their workforce. They're incredible partners to us. We have a corporate advisory council that has helped us create programs. We relaunched our campusphilly.org/launch, the internship platform, and our corporate advisory council was our user group, you know, who advised us on what the components of the website needed to be, what they wanted to learn from students, and how they wanted to show off their own businesses. So we really couldn't do our work without them. And I think, you know, there's not really another regional organization that brings together that audience of not just college students, but college staff, faculty, and career service officers, and student life officers. And on the employer side, HR professionals and business leaders and founders, and creates a space for all of those different groups to meet and get to know each other and talk to each other. And that's what we try to do.
So Deborah Diamond, president of Campus Philly, born and raised right here in Center City, Philadelphia.
Yeah, and a Bryn Mawr College alum, too. So
there
thanks
you go.
For calling out Bryn Mawr earlier. Yeah.
You've lived in cities around the country, overseas as well. You've had some experiences. What to you makes Greater Philadelphia so special?
Yeah, I think that it's really an incredible place. And having been in other places, both lived and also visited, sometimes when you're here, it's not so easy to appreciate what an extraordinary place we have. You know, Philadelphia has the scale of some of the largest cities in the country, right? And the world, you know, so it means that we have a diversity of neighborhoods and food and art and sports and recreation that you would, you know, that you find in some of the best and largest cities in the world. At the same time, we have neighborhoods that have their own center of gravity, not just a downtown, but you know, you think of Manayunk or Germantown or Narberth or Collingswood. You know, these neighborhoods are small towns in and of themselves. And some of them are in the city and some of them are in the suburbs. And that combination of large city, small town, that's accessible through public transportation, that is walkable, that's bikeable, that's, you know, an hour from an ocean. That combination of things really doesn't exist in other places. You know, Campus Philly's office is, you know, they're 12 professionals and people in their late 20s and early 30s, and they own houses. And they own houses in the city. And that's not something that you can do in a San Francisco or a New York, for sure, or a Boston. And at the same time, you know, as I said, we have job growth that exceeds New York's. So
great.
I think that that extraordinary combination of lifestyle that you have here, and the opportunity to grow professionally and be at the cutting edge of whether it's science through what's going on, you know, in West Philly at the University Science Center or, University City, or in business, or in the arts, just it's really an extraordinary combination.
Let's shift gears a little bit and think back on the history of Campus Philly and your time leading the organization as well. Is there something that stands out for you that causes you to really have that moment of pride?
Well, it's always, you know, easy in many ways to say the stats and to feel really proud about the stats, you know, that we have 64% of college students staying after they graduate, that 25 to 34 year olds with college degrees has gone up 50% in our city. You know, those are they're great numbers. I have to say that what means the most is when you meet someone and you meet in a professional context and you say where you work and she said, oh, I have this job because of Campus Philly. You know, I was on campus and I saw a poster for online internship and job week, which is coming up March 19th to March 29th. And I saw a poster for it on campus, and I applied for an internship, and that internship turned into this job. And, you know, I'm so glad to be here. And I mean, I hear those stories all the time. And it's just an extraordinary thing when Campus Philly's in-person events are not job fairs. They're not traditional job fairs. Those happen on college campuses all the time, and we don't want to duplicate what's happening there. But in response to students telling us that they're not really sure, again, what people do for work, you know, that's a little bit of a mystery to them. What we try to do is bring in people in different fields who are one or two steps ahead of the students that we talk to. So they're young professionals. They could have majored in French literature, or they could have majored in engineering or math, but they talk about how they got to the job they're in now, what they love about it, and where they see their career going. And then afterwards, the students get to network with those young professionals and with employers who are recruiting. And I think providing them that kind of perspective and education is really powerful. So whenever I go to a Campus Philly event, it's just a real point of pride and a really extraordinary experience to see students taking action over their own careers, and also to see how easy it is for us to get employers and young professionals to come out. There's, as you referenced, the sort of community that exists in Philadelphia. We never have a problem getting people to come and talk to college students about their career paths. They're just eager to do it, eager to help somebody else and help them grow and thrive here.
And how about the challenges we face? If you can talk with us a little bit about what we can continue to do, what can we do better, what can we do differently to really kind of forward that path of continued success, not just with Campus Philly, but in general, in retaining young people here and helping folks complete their education, whether it's through a traditional four-year college or not. There has to be something that, I guess, for lack of a better descriptor, that keeps you up at night.
Yeah, I think there are a few things. One, you know, we, as I said, I think have so many of great ingredients in our region, from job growth to the talent on campus. But at the same time, it's not to say that these audiences don't have a tough time finding each other. So there's always this search friction between a student who's looking for the right opportunity and a company that's looking for the right talent. And I think that friction is magnified in a big region, which we are. And so that will never go away. And how you smooth that friction changes constantly, just the way technology changes constantly. So sometimes, you know, you have to tell people in person about something, but then they have to see it 10 times on Twitter. And then, you know, next week there's going to be something after Twitter that's going to be the way that they're going to find out about something. So I think that staying ahead of that curve of how you connect people, it's evolving really quickly, and it's really important for us to be ahead of that. You know, Philadelphia has experienced population growth, it's experienced economic growth, and it has the opportunity now to ensure that that growth is more equitable than it's been. So, you know, we have one of the highest poverty rates of any large city in the country in Philadelphia, and I think the moves that the city is taking to address that have been really proactive, and that, you know, I think we have the opportunity to manage our growth in a way that's more equitable than some other cities have, because, you know, the city is now going to be running the school district, essentially. And we have accessible pre-K for young people. The neighborhood rec centers and libraries are getting a revamp and a facelift through rebuild. So I think that we have the ingredients to ensure that the growth that Philadelphia continues to experience isn't experienced just by a small portion of the population, but that is, you know, experienced in every zip code.
Thinking about Greater Philadelphia as one big region and one big community, not just the city of Philadelphia, but the surrounding neighborhoods as well. And from your view as somebody who thinks about Campus Philly, thinks about the region and the city as a professional who has grown her career here and grown her family here and has deep roots here, but someone who's also keenly aware of the image and the brand of Greater Philadelphia from an external perspective, how do you position that with folks that you're speaking with at the international level, for example, or a national level, and maybe they have one view of Greater Philadelphia that's based on media or it's based on fiction? If you could talk with us a little bit about your view or how you would address that with a parent of a student from Europe that's thinking of coming to Greater Philadelphia, for example, or any other kind of real situation you find yourself in describing the image of Greater Philadelphia.
Yeah, what we've found is that we're not working against a negative image for the region. If anything, we kind of have a blank slate, which, you know, in some ways can be very positive. It's certainly the case that for the students that we talk to, their image of Philadelphia is kind of as a hot city, honestly. They've seen their older siblings or friends move into cities, and Philadelphia has a reputation among younger people as being a city that, as we see, does combine this kind of vibrancy of really great city and suburban life with a lot of accessibility. So among younger people, we definitely, I think, have already recognized that the reputation of Philadelphia is changing and on the ascent. We're less well known outside the U.S. for sure. Although, as someone once said, I think it was the commerce director, can you name, you know, the five largest cities in China? And I know I couldn't at the time. So asking people who are not from the U.S. to name sort of the top five cities, they usually don't, you know, aren't familiar with some of the best cities in the country. And we do need to build that reputation.
So tell us a little bit about how you connect students in these colleges and universities through Campus Philly's intern program.
Yeah, internships we know are pivotal for students finding jobs after they graduate. You know, these days employers take a look at internship experience really above where you went to school, what your GPA is, sometimes even what your major is. They're really looking for that practical experience. So we encourage students, and their career service offices do too, to have at least one and hopefully two or three internships before they graduate. Campus Philly's online job and internship platform at campusphilly.org/launch it's open 24/7. But in October and March every year, we do a special campaign, Online Job and Internship Week, just around the time that students are looking for summer internships in March and then spring internships in October. And for summer interns, you know, we see a real opportunity to present an all this could be yours kind of experience for them, because they're living in Philadelphia or in the suburbs, they're working at an employer, and they're living the dream. And Campus Philly wants to make sure that they're really enjoying that experience and seeing it as a slice of life, as a slice of their future. So we do a program for summer interns called My Philly Summer, which involves coming to the employers, doing a great lively introduction to Philadelphia, Greater Philadelphia over the summer, and some of the great things that are going on here to take part in. They join our open arts program, which is a free arts and culture program. And then we have a My Philly Summer Party, where we bring all of the interns together. So they see their peers and they see how really young and vibrant Greater Philadelphia is. So when it comes to internships, employers increasingly see the value of having students come in and work on projects, back burner things that you don't get to do, social media, which college students are extraordinarily adept at, other things that that are very project oriented. Interns are great for completing those kinds of things. And then it's kind of like a 3-month test drive of the employer and the student to see if it's going to be a fit after the student graduates. So we know tons of students have found and launched their careers that way, and employers find their next rock star that way.
Deborah Diamond, president of Campus Philly, you and your team are doing great work for the city and for the region. Thanks for joining us on Growing Greater Philadelphia.
Thanks, Matt. It's great to tell the story.
Growing Greater Philadelphia is supported in part by many of our investors and partners, including Liberty Property Trust. They're a proud investor of select Greater Philadelphia. Liberty Property Trust has been creating environments that have been helping businesses realize their full potential for nearly 50 years. To learn more about the Philadelphia Navy Yard and other Liberty properties, visit libertyproperty.com. And by Drexel University. Drexel was founded in 1891. They're one of the region's top 10 private employers with three campuses in Philadelphia. Learn more about Drexel University at drexel.edu. Check out all of our podcasts on radio.com and tune in Friday mornings, 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Growing Greater Philadelphia.